On this episode of The Edge, ClearEdge CEO Leslie Vickery discusses ClearEdge's brand refresh. Leslie and I first explain the difference between a brand refresh and a rebrand, and then Leslie dives into why she made the decision as the CEO to refresh ClearEdge's brand, the type of investment a brand refresh entails, questions business owners should ask themselves to determine whether they need a brand refresh, and so much more. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning into The Edge. I'm Emily Tatum, and today I am here with Leslie Vickery, the CEO of ClearEdge. As you know, I feel like I don't need to intro you at all. But today we are going to talk about the ClearEdge brand refresh. For people that don't know, well, you can go to our site right now, clearedgemarketing.com, and see that we have refreshed our brand. So today I want to talk to Leslie about, from a business perspective, why we refreshed our brand. Does that sound good?
That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Emily.
Cool. So first, let's go over really quickly about the difference between a brand refresh and a rebrand, because we commonly see it in the industry, people using those brand references incorrectly, and it's totally understandable because rebrand is a more common term than brand refresh. However, I think a lot of brands, when they do a brand refresh, when they're calling it a rebrand, it is a brand refresh. So if that's confusing at all, let me just explain. Basically, a brand refresh is when you have a solid brand, but you are just changing it slightly in order to stay current. So this could include modernizing messaging or collateral or graphics, basically anything to reflect an updated look or feel. And when you do a rebrand, that's when you are creating a completely new differentiated identity in the minds of your audience, your competitors, your stakeholders, and any other relevant groups. So really, that's when you are just completely redoing everything. So it's more common when people have a brand refresh. And with what ClearEdge did, we did a brand refresh. So, Leslie, why did you decide ClearEdge needed a brand refresh?
So this was something that had been in the making for quite some time. I think it's one of those things where, as a company, as you start growing and evolving, you sometimes put yourself second over client work. So to a certain degree, we made a decision, I think it was probably back in October, November of last year, where we felt it was pretty clear that the services we were delivering and the people we had on our team and the results we were delivering to our clients weren't quite reflected in our external brand. From a look and feel perspective, we hadn't evolved to where the work we were delivering and the design work we were delivering evolved. And just the way we described our services and the clients we were profiling, it just wasn't matching who we were as a company several years ago when we built the website and were going to market as to who we were today. So we would update things internally, of course, over the years, our pitch decks or our proposals and whatnot, but it really wasn't matching what we had on our website and what people, let's say, were considering to work with us would go and look online. The two just didn't match together. And a situation came up where we actually had a prospect ask us to put together samples of our design, and we started going through and looking at all of the beautiful work we've produced, and it was kind of like a light bulb moment for me to say, they're questioning us based on what's on our website, and look at all of this wonderful work. Our brand isn't reflecting externally who we are internally, and we need to make a change.
Yeah. So let's paint a picture. How was our brand perceived before the refresh that you're referring to, where it wasn't adequately representing who ClearEdge is as a brand versus how it is now?
So the interesting thing with that is, as I have learned through Janilyn, our creative director, and working with our entire entire team and working with clients on their brand refreshes or even the entire brand redo, one of the things that became really clear to me is that a lot of times what you're delivering and the services that you offer need to be clearly communicated and who you are as a firm. So your messaging and your go-to-market strategy are as important as the look and feel. Obviously, we're in marketing and we offer design services, so our design needs to be absolutely stellar and on point. So for us, it was really looking at the evolution of our company. So I had an interesting meeting with someone and they said, you know, you were really known in the recruitment space for doing e-newsletters and blogs and helping people with, you know, some content here and there and so forth. And I thought, my gosh, I can't even remember the last time that was a focus of anything that we pitched. Most of what we're working on today is really helping companies who are looking to get to that next level, who are considering hiring a CMO, who are really investing in their company for growth and doing a lot of rebranding work right now. Yeah. So as we do new brands and we look at launching new websites for clients as part of that brand launch, as well as pitch decks and other things for them to really ignite and bring their brand to life, It dawned on me that what we were known for in some cases wasn't really who we are as a company today. And to me, that was one of the first things we had to do was, you know, try to overcome that challenge of this is actually really the work we're doing. And when people would hear the stories that we would tell and the type of companies we're working with, they were really surprised and pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. So now we need to make them know that, no, we're really leading in this space and need to be seen in that regard.
Right. When creating brand consistency is an important factor in creating a recognizable brand among clients and prospects. So how did this come into play in your mind when you were thinking about refreshing Clear Edge's brand? Were you afraid about losing that brand consistency, or at least, like, what were you thinking about putting into place a refresh transition strategy so that people would still recognize Clear Edge?
So the one thing that, you know, didn't change, obviously, our name did not change.
Right.
And then we have a mark within our logo that did not change as well. If anything, what we did was we really tried to bring that mark to life even more in different imagery that we have. So for us, there's really a hybrid, so to speak, in the refresh. I think where the biggest change is in the tone of our content, the tone mm-hmm. of how we go to market, the services and the way we mention and talk to and reference what it is that we do, and just key words and iconic imagery that describes who we are. You know, words like ignite are really powerful for us. We have the brilliance to ignite. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean exactly and how? And if you think of our logo and our mark, we can use imagery and use our mark to help fuel that imagery to show, you know, even active images to show the term ignite kind of coming to life, if you will, visually speaking. So for us, it was more holding on to pieces that were important, like our name, mm-hmm. While evolving the look and feel and the content and the way that we describe it. And quite frankly, I wasn't really worried about losing too much of that. For me, it was more exciting to see the new refresh come to life. So I think one of the things that when we're talking to clients, and even when I was considering this as a company, it's how do you bring that brand to life? How do you really ignite, so to speak, the brand publicly in a launch? And it's interesting because a lot of companies we work with, when they're comparing our proposals to other proposals, they'll say, well, what next? You know, we've got this great message and we have this great brand. We don't want to sit on it and not do anything with it. And a lot of agencies will just take it to that stage where we will take it to full launch strategy. So bringing that brand to life, helping arm the sales organization and the recruiting organization, and how to use that messaging, how to use the different tools that you've invested in and created to bring it to life. So again, for me, I felt really confident that we would consistently spread it across everything we do.
Yeah.
And that from social launches to communicating it to clients, partners, prospects, the industry at large, that we would do a nice job of launching that. And because we were kind of hybriding the refresh with still using the name and the logo mark, that we wouldn't really lose much. If anything, we would gain a whole lot more.
For sure. And one thing that you mentioned, Ignite, another word that you see quickly when you come to the ClearEdge page is bright. Can you provide some background around the word bright as it relates to ClearEdge's brand refresh?
Sure. So when you're looking at doing a brand refresh, it's really important to take into consideration external perspective as well as internal. So externally, understanding why clients want to work with you, understanding what the industry thinks of you, understanding the competitive landscape and maybe the market opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. So where is there a gap and where can you gain market share in that view? It's also really important to engage people internally. And one of the things we did internally was a quick survey asking everyone to list one word that they believe describes our company. And a word that happened to come up that really resonated was the word bright. So of course there were things like, heart. At the end of it all, our essence is heart. We had voice. We have a voice that sings and shine. We have a special kind of clever or thinking. But at the end of the day, the word bright really stood out. And it was, six different things. Bright is obviously, it's a vivid color. Brilliant, intense, strong, bold, growing, rich, bright. Mm. What are the things internally that describe us, but also externally? We want clients to feel like we can deliver intelligent, quick-witted, clever, all of these things, intuitive, astute, perceptive, canny, smart. What are the things that we really want to describe our company as our brand? And that really stemmed from the word bright and the many definitions that that offers.
I love how that came out of tapping in internally to see what people thought of our brand and externally. And Janilyn does always say that your brand is at the center of who you are, who you want to be, and who people perceive you as. Did anything come up in those conversations that surprised you about the ClearEdge brand, or was it pretty much on par of what you've always expected?
I think what surprised me the most was the tone, being so clever, quick-witted, and cheerful. I love to write, and it's a passion of mine, and I've always felt like our writing, we just kind of quickly do it and get by with, what we need to do, because, again, we spend more time working on our clients than we do on our own brand, so to speak. So for me, I loved the work, and I know Gina and others on our team spent a lot of time working on the content guides and coming up with the words, Allison, Janilyn, a whole slew of people to make sure that our style and our tone was really spot on with who we were as a company. So for me, as I started reading the content, I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that I started reading content that they would write about, creating brands that people love and that you want to fall in love with. And then they fall in love with those brands and you fall in love with that brand. And I really thought, this is really fantastic. So it surprised me in a really great way as far as watching it evolve and actually being the client, so to speak. So
right.
Sitting, even though it's our company, looking at it, wearing kind of the client lens, so to speak, was interesting for me to sit through this process and really watch how they presented it and absorbing what they were saying and digesting the information and then really, giving feedback. It was a good exercise for me.
Totally.
I think that surprised me too, just wearing the client hat, even though, it's our own brand and company.
Right.
And then loving what the team came up with. We recently did a client rebrand, and one of the senior vice presidents, actually it brought tears to his eyes, and he was like, no one's ever been able to capture a word or a brand essence the way that you have, and we have tried since the beginning of the company so many years ago, and no one's ever been able to do that. And I would say we just did the same thing for us. So for me, those are my kind of proudest moments and something that surprised me being kind of on our own client side to go through that
right.
in a really great way.
As you were wearing the client hat, so what type of investment is a brand refresh? Did you feel like you had to give anything up from a ClearEdge resource perspective?
Not really. I think that, companies have to be ready to invest in their company when they're making a decision to do this. And quite frankly, when they presented me with the messaging book and the brand essence back in December, my reaction was, why didn't I do this before? I was more upset with myself that I didn't make the investment in our company and really thought, had we lost any market share to other companies who are in the same space in a way that we didn't need to, had I just invested in us earlier. And I think that's a message I would give companies, is that, you know, it's not just about you and spending the money. It's about your team. You know, they really can get behind the brand refresh and feel like they're part of something special. So if it's something you haven't done in 10, 15, 20 years, odds are you have a lot of people on that team who weren't part of that original company branding. So having them participate and be a part of it, it brings them together in a really unique and wonderful way, as well as the clients who you lean on for that. So to me, I think it's more, if you're really ready to take your company to that next level, it's worth making that investment and not just thinking about that short-term spend, but that long-term gain that you'll achieve.
What type of questions do you encourage other business owners to ask themselves to determine whether or not they need to do a brand refresh or a rebrand?
I think the biggest thing for me was really, you know, looking at asking yourself, is the company you are today and who you want to be in the future accurately reflected in your brand today? Do you feel like you're losing any market share to other companies who are investing in their company while you are not? You know, look at the competitive landscape. Look at who you're trying to be as a company going forward. You know, if you're having issues recruiting internal talent, retaining talent, it's not always about, you know, you've got the employment brand, which ties directly to your brand. You know, really ask yourself some tough questions about your overarching deep business. And then if you start answering, you know, yes, it's time to make a change. But for me, it's really, do the two match? How you're going to market, what's reflected externally in the material you're giving, in your website, and how people are talking about your company. If you feel like the CEO and the executive team are the only people who can accurately tell the story and no one else gets it, you need to invest that time to get them caught up and able to tell that story with the same passion in the same way. It may not ever be exact, but there's a way to do it, and having them be a part of it can really make a big difference. So I would say, just you know in your gut when you need to do it. You need to follow your gut as a business owner and an executive within a company, and realize that it's time to make that investment in yourself and your company and your team.
Yeah. As a final question, do you think, in that same vein for business owners, that there are any specific business challenges that are red flags where they could assess that they might need a brand refresh?
I think when you're doing proposals and answering RFPs and you're getting really, you know, you're not winning a lot of them, or, you know, you're getting feedback, you know, gosh, I went to your website and what you're telling me is great, but what I'm seeing isn't really reflected online. Or again, you're feeling like your team isn't quite keeping up with the story and how to share with prospects and clients and candidates who you are as a company, and that passion really isn't coming through. You need to pay attention to those red flags. You could be losing market share, losing, you know, attrition rates going down based on, or going up based on people, you know, leaving the company. These are all red flags that it may be time to make change. Just refreshing the brand doesn't solve everything. Mm-hmm. However, it's a great first step to show your team and your clients and the industry that you're investing, you're a strong company, and you're looking to make a difference, and here's why. It sends a really strong and powerful message.
It does, especially when your website is a spot where prospects or clients or investors, probably majority of the time, that's the first place that they're going to go when they're looking into your business.
So. Exactly.
Well, thank you for investing in the ClearEdge brand. I love the refresh, and I'm so excited to see where it helps ClearEdge go.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Edge. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions for Leslie about brand refresh or a rebrand, you can contact her at lvickrey, V-I-C-K-R-E-Y, at clearedgemarketing.com. You can also go to iTunes and subscribe to The Edge Podcast so that you don't miss any further episodes. I will see you next week. Thanks, everyone.